an imitation.
The first monitor zigged and zagged into life. It showed the naked figure of a beautiful young man, posed like a classical Greek choros, one hand lightly on hip, the other trailing in groin, half smile on plump lips. A naked figure that turned to face the viewer as the camera zoomed in. The second monitor came to life, and this displayed a closer view of the still turning youth. The third view was closer again. The sensation imparted as all nine monitors came to life was of the most intense, carnivorous, predatory voyeurism. The youth was like a fleshy bonbon or titillating titbit, wholly unaware of the ravening mouth of the camera. The ninth monitor displayed only his mobile pink mouth.